As a part of the 18th annual Blood Battle, Utah State University and Weber State University are each working to collect 1,000 units of blood. Timothy Schwen is the North American account manager for the American Red Cross and says this blood drive is unlike any other.
This one here is kind of unique because it's one of the longest running blood battles in the nation, meaning it's been going on since 2004. So most blood drives we will do just one day or one evening, and they'll last anywhere from 5 to 6 hours.
The drives for the blood battle will take place next week. Schwen says, on average, blood drives attract 40 to 45 donors and collect 30 to 35 units of blood.
So to collect 1,000 units in a week is a challenge. And it's, I mean, when you stop to think, one unit of blood can go and help up to three people. If each school collects 1,000 units, we could help three times that much.
Because the demand for blood is so high, American Red Cross Executive Director Benjamin Donner says this year's battle is unique.
This year, it's a little bit different. And the reason I say that, first of all, the goals of what we're trying to accomplish are larger than really they ever have been in the past. But there's a reason behind that. We are going through a just challenging times to make sure that we keep up with the demand for blood.
For more information on how to donate, visit upr.org. Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Bailey Kern.